This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
What would you say for somebody who's watching that just has had a lifetime of depression and no matter what they seem to do, they can't get over it?
So you may be depressed because you've never found out that it's okay to say no to abuse.
Right, yeah.
And you think there's a verse in the Bible that says, blessed are the doormats, for they shall inherit the heels.
Yeah, right.
It's not there.
Well, there's a good chance that you have experienced feelings of sadness or emptiness. I know I certainly have at times. Maybe you have trouble concentrating with too many things flooding through your mind. Well, today my special guest, clinical psychologist Dr. Henry Cloud, is here to talk with us about some important issues that people are struggling with. Dr. Cloud is a New York Times best-selling author for a wonderful book called Boundaries. And he's going to be one of our guest speakers at our Love Life Women's Conference here in just a few weeks. So, Dr. Cloud, welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.
It's good to be here. It's always good to be with you.
Well, I know that, you know, a lot of people never have a chance to go and get a little counseling from a good psychologist. So today they're going to get a word in due season. Seems like so many people today are anxious and depressed and angry. What is going on?
Well, a number of things, and you're right when you say so many. You know, just I think in the recent years, the anxiety diagnoses are just going off. You see all these medications being prescribed, and it's a big problem. I think a lot of things are going on. I think, you know, part of it is the structure that we used to see was mainstream, you know, and all the ways that communities and lives and families and all of that worked. I think there's a fragmentation of all that. And then there's a lot of values that have gone goofy. And but ultimately, the good news is that we know how to help this stuff. Right. I mean, we really know how to treat depression, anxiety, and you know, mood disorders and all that. And my mission in life is to try to take it out of the stratosphere and bring it down to what I've seen in thousands and thousands of local neighborhoods and church bodies is God has given us the ways to heal this stuff in our normal relationships, you know, in small groups with a prayer partner and things that we learn, great teaching like you do. And so there's great hope. People don't have to feel that way.
You know, I was, of course, I guess the whole world knows, sexually abused by my dad. And so I started out with a deficit. You know, I mean, I had anxiety. By the time I was 18, I was already having different issues. And so many people today have anxiety. They have mood disorders. And my mom was mentally ill. And so it took on a really bad connotation for me early in life because she was like one of the people that just acted out and did a lot of goofy stuff, and they didn't have medications or the help, you know, that people needed back then. And I think that somehow, and I'd like to have you speak to this, in the church, there's a stigma. It's like you can have sugar diabetes and get pity, but if you have a mental disorder, then you're something wrong with you.
Right.
And I really want to see people, first of all, yes, we can get over these problems. And, you know, one of the things that was such a big help to me, I had so many problems in my soul and in my personality, but I had to face the truth about them. And I had to come to the point where I couldn't just keep blaming all my bad behavior on what happened to me when I was a kid. I had to take responsibility and let God walk me through healing. But I would really like to see the stigma lifted off of mental things, because I think so many people are hurting, but they're hiding.
That's right. And that's a great phrase. They're hurting, but they're hiding. And I appreciate anybody that uses a platform, you know, like you have to help in that issue, because none of us ever gets well in whatever area of life if you don't take the fig leaf off. You know, what you're talking about really is it goes back to the original story. When Adam and Eve fell, that was the first time you see mental health issues, right? Mm-hmm. They're afraid, they're ashamed and all right. this. So what's the first move we make is to cover it up.
Yeah.
But what God did was he stepped in and he said, look, because of my acceptance, and this is a big one that's going to help that problem, that you guys begin to accept each other where you are.
Right. Yeah.
You can take that fig leaf off. And so if we can have this message that you're talking about to get rid of the stigma
right.
and have little circles of people in churches sitting down and saying, I was abused, and somebody else going, I was too, or mm-hmm. I was abandoned, or I'm afraid to get up and you know, talk in front of
right.
people, or
yeah.
whatever it is. That's the first step to healing. And God bless the churches, the shepherds out there that are providing places for people to do that.
I was listening to a podcast yesterday on love. I think it was John Ortberg, and he was talking about how at their church, they have a group for people who have mood disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, it would be great if every church had something like that, because I know people, they're afraid to say, I have a problem with this. And so they hide it, and the more you hide it, the more power it has over you.
Absolutely.
The best thing to do.
There's an old saying, you're only as sick as your secrets, right?
Right. Your secrets keep you sick. And so what about depression? What would you say for somebody who's watching that just has had a lifetime of depression, and no matter what they seem to do, they can't get over it?
Well, the first thing I would say is you're not alone. I should have the number right in front of me, but it's a big number. Of the percentage of all of us that at some juncture in life will go through some kind of depression.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, you're not alone. The second thing is you're not weird.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not like, you know, like a flawed person
right.
that came off the assembly line wrong.
Right.
There are reasons why we get depressed, and it's totally understandable and it's totally treatable. Now, mm-hmm. basically, what we're talking about in depression is there are some physical issues that can cause it. You mentioned
right.
diabetes earlier. Well, you know, insulin problems can cause depression.
Right.
Insulin problems can cause confusion. There may be, if you're depressed, there may be something biologically going on.
Right.
Neurotransmitters in the brain, a bunch of stuff. So it's like any other illness. Secondly, there are psychological, which I think are spiritual. You know, those issues of what happens in life to people
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you're driving your car and you get hit by a car, your car is going to limp,
yeah.
right?
yeah.
It's not a bad car because
yeah.
it's limping. Well, you take somebody who's been abandoned, you take somebody who's been sexually abused.
Right.
The Bible has this whole, you know, theme of brokenheartedness and oppression and powerlessness that people are put under in horrible situations.
Right.
Well, that's a car that's been hit.
Yeah.
And if you're depressed, probably there are some things that have happened to you that need to be healed. And
right.
the Bible's clear about that. The third part is that we all have ways of operating, our views of the world, our maps of the world, way we think. We have, you know, different ways we operate in relationships. We
right.
might be codependent. And God has, the great thing about your teaching, other people that teach God's ways, is what he told us was that my ways are a lamp unto your feet. So you may be depressed because you've never found out that it's okay to say no to abuse.
Right, yeah.
And you think there's a verse in the Bible that says, blessed are the doormats, for they shall inherit the heels.
Yeah, right.
It's not there.
Yeah, that's exactly
And a
right.
lot of people have been taught stuff that's not biblical, but sounds Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And once you begin to understand, God has ways of getting out of depression. He has ways of coming out of isolation. He has ways that we clear up our thinking. He has ways that heal the unresolved pain.
Right.
So that's what I would say to people. And you just got to get with some people that know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I never went for professional counseling because I couldn't have afforded it, even if I would have wanted to back when I needed help. But the Holy Spirit is our counselor. And because God called me to teach, I had to study all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how I learned to do this, just the grace of God. But I always studied in areas where I had problems.
Yeah.
And so I find the Word of God, you don't just randomly study. Like I say, if you got a bad temper, reading a book on prosperity is not going to help you. It's not what you really need right then. You know?
You should be mad about your prosperity.
Yeah. You need to apply the Word because it's like medicine
right. For
your soul. And so Jesus is the healer of the brokenhearted. But what I try to explain to people is, like, I can't sit here and say, now I believe I'm totally healed, but I can't sit here and say that I never have any issues in my life that I know still relate to the way I was raised.
Sure.
But the difference is now I know what it is when it happens and I can resist it. So now I have a choice. I don't have to just react
right. To
what's happening to me, but I can actually act on the Word of God.
That's right.
And so freedom doesn't necessarily mean that you'll never think about this again or you'll never ever have a problem with it again. But it does mean that you recognize things when they come at you. And, you know, if you're deceived, you're just in a mess. Because
right.
as long as you believe the lies, then it's your reality.
That's right.
So I think finding the help that you need, facing the truth. And, you know, I was probably in my early 20s before I ever told anyone what my dad had done to me. And because back then, nobody talked about that.
You didn't
talk about incest. You didn't talk, I mean, you never even heard of such a thing. And so
It wasn't until like the 80s, 90s that it became kind of a thing we really focused on.
Well, I know when I started talking about it, I don't know of anybody that was talking about it. And, I mean, there's so many people that have been hurt or, like you said, abandoned, or a husband has left them for another woman, or a woman's left them for another man, or they've had such disappointments with their children. And life is real, but God is our healer.
That's right.
But it's not a one-shot deal. It's just not something like where you go get a shot of Jesus and then you're taking care of the rest
of
your life.
Well, even medicine doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah.
You go to the doctor, they give you antibiotic. Three times a day, every day for how many?
Exactly.
Well, that's spiritual growth.
That's exactly
right. It's several times a day over the course of time. And I love the verse in Hebrews where it says that God has perfected, made perfect those whom He is making perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
Like He's made us,
right. We're
glorified, we're perfect. He looks at us and He sees. And then He's making us into that. And we're the ones that get to walk that journey.
Yeah, right.
And that's the process.
I'm glad to hear you say that because I think that's where people get so confused.
Yeah.
I know when I first got into what back then was the Word and Faith movement, there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I was hearing about all these promises of God, but they just didn't seem to be happening in my life.
Right.
And I didn't really realize that it was more than just rebuking the devil and saying a prayer. You know, you had to, God shows you things to do, or He shows you things not to. I'll never forget a woman who came to one of my conferences, and she came up to me at the end, and it was like a meeting where people sat at round tables together, and they were there for the weekend. So people got to know people. And she said, "Well, I know now what my problem is." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well," she said, "I sat at a table with a group of ladies who had all been abused like I had." And she said, as I listened to them, she said, everything that God told them to do, He also told me to do. The only difference was they did it and I didn't.
How about that?
So God was giving her the answers, but she wasn't.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, she said, you know, God told me everything He told them. The only difference was they did what God told them to do.
That's right.
And I didn't. I was still putting it off, waiting for some miraculous answer. It's like the man who sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years waiting for a miracle.
Right.
And Jesus said, do you really want to get well? And he said, well, every time I try to get into the pool, somebody gets ahead of me. And so it was really like a poor me thing. And Jesus' answer to him was, get up.
That's right.
Get up.
That's right.
And so sometimes that's all you got to do is just get up out of your situation. Well, let me ask you
I could just say one more thing about that. You know, the Bible has two themes that run throughout, all the way through from the beginning to the end. And one of the great verses about this is in Philippians where he says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work within you
right.
to will and to do of his good pleasure. So from day one, God created us and he put us on this earth. And then he said, you got to go do some stuff. You got to mm-hmm. subdue and rule it. And then after we fell, he comes back in and he says, I am your healer. I am your provider. I am all of these things. Now, here's the ways you've got to walk in to make this work.
Right.
And so it is, you know, everything the way he has created us, for example, muscles.
Mm-hmm.
God, give me bigger muscles.
Yeah, right.
Well, what he's going to do is he's going to provide the God side of that. He's going to make some broccoli and he's going to make some protein. He's going to put a gym down the street. But then it's not until we move that begins to grow. And you teach people a lot about their thinking. It's not until you begin to take every thought captive
right.
and that muscle gets stronger. He's going to empower it.
Right.
He's going to give you content. But we got to do it. And it's hard. You know, he says in Hebrews, again, my soul will not take pleasure in the one that shrinks back.
Right.
God wants us getting out of the boat. He wants us stepping into the fight.
Right.
He wants us stepping into the battle. And he'll win the battle, but we got to step into it.
I think it's so important for people to realize that there's always a part that God gives you to do. Now, maybe I was always a real person of action, so sometimes my part was in this, I want you to do nothing. Sometimes God wants you to just right. be still and wait on him. But there's always things that God wants you to do, whether it's pray right. or change the way you talk or, you know, be the first person to take a step to show love to somebody who's hurt you, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And just obeying God will always bring you to a place of victory.
It is. King. Can I just say four simple things?
Sure.
That people can do that'll affect these areas of depression, anxiety. Number one, come out of isolation. Take the step to call somebody, go to a church. And don't tell me, well, I tried that. Well, you know, I've had bad food too, but I don't stop eating.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got to open up
right.
and you got to tell somebody. Number two, think about where to set your boundaries, mm-hmm. your limits. If people are controlling you, manipulating you, you're the only one that can stand up and say, I'm not going to allow myself to be treated that way. And if they're stronger than you, then you go call somebody to stand with you.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, if there's something that's hurting you, a pain, the word confess means just to agree. Agree with somebody, I've been abused. It's not a sin to be abused.
No.
Talk about your grief. Talk about your pain. Begin to get forgiveness from God for the other things in life, the stuff we've done. If you feel bad about your failure, start to talk about that. You can be forgiven.
That's right.
And then fourthly, grow up.
Yeah.
You're not a child.
Yeah.
Put your, you know, big boy, big girl pants
yeah,
on
so.
And grab a talent and go out there
That's right.
and work on it. And you'll feel like you have this standing in life that God made for you. Just do those four things.
Yeah.
And find a community you can do those with.
That's very good. And if I could add two things to your four, then we're going to have a full package.
We'll get a baker's dozen.
I guess everybody, maybe God speaks different things to them. But for me, one of the things that was really important for me was I had to stop feeling sorry for myself because I'd been abused.
Yeah.
God showed me that. He said, you do have a reason to feel sorry for yourself, but you have no right to because I'm willing to set you free.
That's right.
But I had to stop using that as an excuse for all my bad behavior. And then the other thing is, the whole forgiveness message. You must forgive the people who hurt you.
You have to.
And if you don't, you're not going to go anywhere.
Well, all you're doing, if you hold a grudge, what you're doing is you're chaining yourself to that person. You're carrying it around through the rest of life. Forgiveness is when you set that debt free and you let it go. And then, you know, is the old Spanish proverb, the best revenge is to have a good life.
Yeah.
And don't let that unforgiveness have power
right.
over you.
That's really good. Well, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say at the conference. And I'm sure you love doing women's meetings, right?
I love doing women's meetings.
It'll be fun to be with about 10,000, 12,000
women. It's the only place I can
carry
my man bag, not get grief for.
That's exactly right. Well, you can check out the website of Dr. Henry Cloud. He has many wonderful, wonderful books. And, of course, I've read your book on boundaries.
It's drcloud.com.
Yeah, drcloud.com. And if you have not read his book on boundaries, please buy a copy and read it, because that's one of the key things that we have to do if we want to have a right life, is have boundaries and make people respect those boundaries. And if you haven't signed up yet for the Love Life Women's Conference, please do. We want you to be there. You're going to have to come to Anaheim, California, but hey, it is beautiful out there, and it's just weeks away. So also, the Charleston location is sold out, but if you're not able to get in there and for some reason you can't come to Anaheim, then you can join us for the live stream. As always, I want to share with you the Word of God, which can change your thought life. So today we're offering you healthy living, spirit, soul, and body. I believe that God wants us to be healthy in every area of our life. So that's four teachings on CD and a healthy living journal. You should be getting better every single day, and God is going to show you how to do that. God bless you.
Every person is composed of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. God not only cares about your spiritual health, but wants you to thrive in every area of your life. Joyce's four audio teaching series, Healthy Living, Spirit, Soul, and Body, will inspire you to establish new habits that lead to a healthier, happier way of life.
I love Joyce's practical teaching and her knowledge of the Word, and it refreshes me and convicts me. It encourages me.
It's not too late. With God's help, you can make choices today that lead you into a healthy, balanced life. We're also offering Joyce's Healthy Living Journal. This will assist you with practical steps to live the balanced life God created you to live. Make it fun and reward yourself with these helpful tools. You can get this offer today by simply using the information on your screen, or you can visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
We've all been there, not knowing where to turn, feeling powerless in life's struggles, with no strategy to fight back. But did you know you don't have to fight your battles alone? That you do not have to live defeated? There is another way. Discover how you can become more than a conqueror with the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, Your Battles Belong to the Lord. The book brings to light the real enemy of your soul and how God is ready to help you win all of life's battles. This hard-hitting guide for life's challenges explains how you can triumph over any obstacle you face. Pre-order your copy at joycemeyer.org today.
Soak up the sun, the waves, the fun as you discover the strategy to unleash the warrior inside at the 2019 Love Life Women's Conference in Anaheim, California. It's time to escape the day-to-day pressures of life. Let God fight your battles and enjoy a sunny California getaway. Seating is limited, so don't miss out on the 2019 Love Life Women's Conference. Register today.
That's always been the key of Joyce Meyer Ministries, those individual people whose lives have really been touched by God,
right.
who've learned from God's Word that their life can be different. Because
right.
I've seen you teach to hundreds of thousands of people, and I've seen you teach to really small groups, you know, overseas, 35 people. And
out in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. And that message is still the same. It's still just as powerful because it's about the one person
Yeah.
That God touches.
People want to be happy. I don't care whether you live on a mountaintop in Papua New Guinea or you live, you know, in New York City. People want, they want to feel right about themselves. They want to have good relationships with people. They want to be happy. They want to have joy. They want to enjoy life. And I'll never forget God telling me one time when I was praying about what to preach on when I went to India or Africa. I don't remember where I was going. And the thing that came to my heart is people have the same problems no matter what language they speak. And so I pretty much do teach the same things everywhere that I go. I mean, I have to use different examples. You know, they're not, they don't consider your air conditioning going out for a week of trial.
Right.
So I use different examples, but everybody's got the same problems. You know, they all want to enjoy life.
Just stop for a moment and look around. People from different neighborhoods, people from different backgrounds, all coming together for one cause.
Well, we are here on St. Louis's north side at the St. Louis Dream Center for our 18th annual Back to School event. Just an incredible event that we get to bless our community with. We've got haircuts, we've got dentistry so people will be able to get teeth cleaned. We've got all types of rides for kids to participate in. So there's food for everyone in attendance. And on top of all of that, they get a backpack filled with school supplies to take home and get ready for school that starts in a couple of weeks.
1,700 backpacks will be given away today. We cannot wait to serve you guys.
For those who can't get a haircut for their kids, or those who can't get a uniform shirt or pants, or it don't even be that much. It'd be a backpack and lunch for the day.
So they get to come here, have fun, eat food, play games, and get what they need to help them academically. I think it's excellent.
You know, you always ask yourself, if you weren't in the community, would they miss you? And we know that the answer is a resounding yes.
I've had people come up to me last year and say, Maya, thank you for forwarding this information to me because I didn't know where my baby's school clothes were going to be coming from. I didn't know where their supplies were coming from. I had $10 and y'all gave us abundantly.
We call this event actually a love event for us, that we're not trying to get members from it. We're not trying to get money from it. Our whole goal is to be a blessing to this community and help people who at other times feel like they're lost or forgotten know that someone loves them and cares about them. So we believe that our role is to be out in the community, being those hands and feet and watching Jesus perform the miracles as we walk in obedience. It's just one of my favorite events of the year.
I love that magazine she sends out.
There's something in there for everybody.
The Enjoying Everyday Life magazine is free. Subscribe at joycemeyer.org to read encouraging articles from Joyce and much more.
Reading through the magazine confirms for me God's at work.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.